Crossing the Threshold by Karen Anderson, minister, First Unitarian Church in New Bedford. Perhaps you are familiar with the concept of the hero's journey, made famous by Joseph Campbell. A hero's journey is a story that is told in all mythologies and times and places, an archetype that reflects our own journey and draws humanity together. The hero's journey story begins when the hero leaves the mundane world and ventures out of their comfort zone. On their way, they are likely to be given supernatural aid in one form or another, given instruction from mentors, and as they travel, they gather allies. But eventually, it comes time to cross the threshold. It's time for the biggest part of the journey to begin. This is when the hero leaves behind everything familiar and moves into a realm filled with mystery. A great example of this happens early in Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Ring. Frodo has been given the ring, instruction from Gandalf, a magical sword and chainmail, and has set off with his closest friend, Samwise Gamgee. After they have traveled a while, there comes a point where Samwise stops and he says, "This is it. If I take one more step, this will be the farthest away from home I've ever been." There's great trepidation within Sam. He hesitates and marks the moment when he crosses the threshold into what is truly unknown. Sam understands that it's the point of no return, and if he takes even one step further, he will be committed to the adventure, and there will be no avoiding what's to come. Frodo tells him, "Remember what Bilbo used to say. It's a dangerous business, Frodo, going out your door. You step out onto the road, and if you don't keep your feet, there's no knowing where you might be swept off to." And Bilbo was right. Anything can happen, and there's no way out but through. Gateways have power. When we pass through from one phase of life into another, it marks a time of great change and unfolding into something new. We know what it means to come to a gateway, face the inevitable trials, and finally pass through. It happens to us in all sorts of ways. The most common gateways are the greatest rites of passage, which happen to all of us, birth and death. This is where we pass through from the unknown and back into the unknown. This is where most philosophies and religions are able to really spread their wings and fly around in endless speculation. These are powerful gateways, and they can invoke awe in those who witness them, all religion and philosophy aside. There are other gateways we go through of our own accord, those gateways we work and plan toward, like graduations, marriages, and starting a family. These are thresholds we build ourselves that are of great importance and will stick in the mind because the results are truly life-changing. One moment you're single, then you arrive at a church, make your vows, get a ring, and bam, you're married. Yesterday you were a student. Tomorrow you're officially a teacher or a chemist or an economist. One minute you've got a giant belly and you're screaming in pain, and the next you're a mother holding your new baby and crying with joy at finally seeing that face you've been wondering about. The gateway is crossed in a moment, but the work to get there was probably done over years. Then there are all the small transitions that take place over the course of a life, thousands of tiny, great moments that change us bit by bit. Maybe it's realizing we have a skill, encouraging words from a teacher, a terrific new job, a special day with a parent or child, making a wonderful new friend, or finally getting to kiss that person you've had a crush on. These might be small events, but they go far in shaping who we are, creating a patchwork of experiences. But every year, each of us crosses two thresholds that can be the impetus for change. One is our birthday, the way we mark the turning of our own years. Maybe we dread it, maybe we celebrate it, maybe we do a little bit of each. One way or another, if we're lucky, another birthday comes around. The other threshold is the turning of a new year. Both birthdays and New Year's are times when we stand at the start of something new, an opportunity to turn a page, make a resolution to improve ourselves in large or small ways. What is it about a new year, our own or everyone's, which makes it so ripe for change? Maybe it's because those times of turning tend to be points when we look behind and take stock of what we've done over the past year, and at the same time look ahead at what's to come, wonder at where the journey might take us. Sort of like we're standing on a fulcrum, caught like Samwise Gamgee, with one foot in the air, knowing that the next step we take will be the start of something new. One step in any direction will be a path that opens before us, and anything can happen. I think we feel the power of that potential loud and clear when we stand at the threshold of a new year, and it makes it easier to make resolutions. It's the challenges and trials to come that will test our resolve. And we know that's where the gateway leads, right? No matter which direction you put your foot down on, no matter what path you take, there will be challenges and rewards ahead. There are no avoiding the pitfalls. And the pitfalls are what test those resolutions we make. Old habits die especially hard, and comfort zones are not easily broken out of. So maybe the key to keeping a resolution is to find a way to renew it, find a way to make each day the beginning of something. The old chestnut to live every day like it's your last, I would think, would not help us keep our resolutions, like eating healthier or quitting smoking. It would be more like, smoke 'em if you got 'em, hand me another beer, and cut me a big slice of that cake, please. No, I think the power that gateways contain, the potential for growth, comes from appreciating that every day is a new beginning, a new chance to change. Perhaps if we breathe deeply and manage to stay upright as we get swept away with every awakening, we may just be able to keep our resolutions. It's so hard, isn't it, though, to find a way to make every day count, the start of a new year that begins again every day. We are easily distracted and distractible people. But here's a blessing. If we fail, we try again tomorrow. We are ever renewed, and the journey begins over and over.